The 9/11 attacks wrecked a big chunk of New York City infrastructure. Hurricane Sandy washed away parts of New Jersey and New York. For decades, waterways feeding East Coast ports were too shallow. My next guest helped fix all of these problems and more. Joseph Seabode is the Deputy District Engineer and the Chief of Programs and Project Management at the Army Corps of Engineers, and he's a finalist in this year's Service to America Medals program, and he joins me now. Mr. Seabode, great to have you on.
Thank you. It's great to be on with you.
And I guess it's fair to say that in the cases of the disasters that I mentioned, the Army Corps of Engineers comes in after emergency and first responders have left and really tries to take care of the long-term issues.
Though a tragedy like the World Trade Center terrorist attack or Hurricane Sandy hitting New York City is not something you could ever really be fully prepared for, we at the Corps of Engineers use a interdisciplinary and diverse team of engineers, scientists who are passionate and step up, and we use our engineering skills, our instinct, our relationships, and our drive to make things better to go out and help the communities and help us through these emergencies and then ultimately the long-term restoration.
So tell us about Deputy District Engineer. What does that title actually mean?
So I am the civilian deputy or the senior civilian in the New York District Corps of Engineers. I've been in this particular position about 8 years. I lead an interdisciplinary team of engineers, scientists, and we oversee the major programs within the New York District of the Army Corps of Engineers. We do military construction, which is where we support the Air Force and the Army with projects at their installations and even projects overseas to support our campaigns around the world.
I was going to ask about the waterways project in which you oversaw, I guess, a 10-year project to dredge out waterways leading to New York and New Jersey. What about the Port Authority? How does that all interact?
Yes, that's a huge project that the New York District Corps of Engineers has been involved in for a long, long time. That is under our Civil Works program. So we do a lot of different types of projects in the region of New York City to prevent flooding and to improve navigation and to actually restore the environment. One of our signature projects was the deepening of the New York and New Jersey harbor. When Henry Hudson came to New York over 400 years ago, he found a harbor that was wonderful at the time for the size ship he was sailing. The harbor was about 18 feet deep. Today, the ships that come into the port of New York and New Jersey are what we call post-Panamax ships, which means they're actually the largest ships that can fit through the Panama Canal, and the Panama Canal was actually widened recently to accommodate an even larger class of ship. So New York Harbor needed to go to 50 feet, and we dredged down, blasted out rock, and took 37 miles of channels down to 50 feet so that the largest ships in the world can come to the largest consumer market in the world, which is New York City.
Just out of curiosity, where does all the stuff that you dig up go?
So that was one of our greatest successes in the overall program. Early on, we made a decision and a agreement with all our partners around the region, including the Port Authority, that we would step out and find innovative and creative ways to use all of the 50 million cubic yards of dredge material in a beneficial manner. 50 million cubic yards of dredge material, believe it or not, to put that in perspective, if you were standing on a football field, it would go 5 miles high, the amount of material that would equal. So it's a huge volume of material. But we had great relationships with other agencies. We had great partners, and we ultimately used the material for a wide array of different uses, including building wetlands, enhancing fishing reefs, closing landfills, creating unique types of shoreline stabilizations, and we even put material to economic uses, using it as subgrade material under parking lots. It was an incredible venture on the part of everyone involved and a great success for this project.
Except you're really going to confuse some future archaeologists, you know, in a million years or so. We're speaking with Joseph Seabode. He's the Deputy District Engineer and the Chief of Programs and Project Management at the Army Corps of Engineers and a finalist in this year's Service to America Medals program. Tell us a little bit about the New York City aftermath of 9/11. when could you finally get in there and do what sorts of infrastructure projects?
So one of the worst days of my life, obviously, to see the city that I love so seriously affected and with so many people killed. I was actually in the World Trade Center on the day that the terrorist attack occurred, and I was very fortunate to have escaped after the second plane hit. But working for the Army Corps of Engineers and having a passion for not only public service, but also trying to help people in need, I found my way back to the site the following morning, and I went to work assisting with emergency operations at the site. I ultimately was, particularly because of relationships I had with the Port Authority and the city through a lot of my other civil works activities, I was asked to be the liaison to New York City and to work with the city to identify a host of different engineering opportunities to improve not only the speed with which we were working at removing debris, but also to ensure safety and that the proper investigations and forensics were able to take place through the time frame in which the material was being removed. So I was part of a team, a great team of representatives from New York City, New York State, other federal agencies, and we worked 20-hour days to come up with a whole series of different approaches to manage the debris, and we did safely remove 1 million cubic yards of debris in what ultimately was a very fast time frame. I was proud to have been able to have been part of the team that developed the strategy for removing the material via the waterways. We actually did emergency dredging within days after the event to create two berths, one on the east side of Lower Manhattan and one on the west side of Lower Manhattan, which is where the barge is actually staged so that we could remove the material.
Sounds like something that was an engineering learning experience and also something of a life changer.
It certainly was. My education and my career training have prepared me well, but you learn new skills on the fly when you're in a scenario or a situation that you've never encountered before. And clearly, after 9/11 and even after Hurricane Sandy and Irene, we were dealing with the types of engineering difficulties and problems and challenges like we had not seen before. But we used the basic skills, and we used teamwork, and we used a lot of passionate people's energy to come up with approaches to deal with these challenges.
And when you're operating in an area like New York City and New Jersey, all close together in there, you probably encounter many, many, many people who decide, hey, I've also got jurisdiction here. And I think it's uniquely an intensive problem in that area. So how do you deal with the human side of it?
Well, the politics is always an interesting part of the process. And one of the things that I love about being a member of the Army Corps of Engineers is that we are very apolitical. We are the nation's engineers. We are the premier engineering organization in the world, and we've got great people who are dedicated and are not worried about the politics. So when we go to a city, a state, another federal agency, they actually know that about us, and that's why they welcome us to come in and to be part of the solutioneering for any given problem. And certainly after 9/11, as we all know, there were many different agencies that had different views on how initially things should be done. Clearly, we had the situation with where in the city where we had the many firemen who were being being searched for. So there was a lot of a complication with that. Yet in the end, everybody ultimately stood together. And we worked hard and we worked diligently to do the right thing.
And in an age when bioengineering and computer science seem to be the ascendant professions, what's the selling point for civil engineering?
Well, civil engineering is evolving in a very significant way and in a way that actually is providing us incredible opportunities to do things in a much more efficient and effective way. Believe it or not, last night I just watched the part of the movie, The Miracle on the Hudson, which was the story of Captain Sullenberg, who took the airplane down in the Hudson River in 2009. And believe it or not, it was the Army Corps of Engineers who ultimately retrieved the engine that had fallen off that plane. And when I think about the technology and the surveying and the remote sensing and just even the metallurgy that went on by the team to actually be able to go out and locate that engine and then remove it so that it was not damaged, so it could be forensically evaluated to determine, you know, the extent of the damages that occurred from the bird strike, it's incredible. And the future is developing before my eyes. I went to college in the days when we didn't have computers. I learned civil engineering on the most basic of a Texas Instruments calculator, and now we have highly technical programs and models that enable us to do things very efficiently.
Joseph Seabode is the Deputy District Engineer and the Chief of Programs and Project Management at the Army Corps of Engineers and a finalist in this year's Service to America Medal program in the Career Achievement category. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Find a link to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.